and they keep on bumping up.
What are some of these other trees you have out here?
Well, that dry one was a mesquite. That's a Mexican name, mesquite. They get those mesquite beans on it. I always got tickled. We had a teachers' conference, and some teachers from up north was teaching down here. And she was talking about, coming by train from San Antonio to Honolulu. And I saw the most beautiful landscape, just all covered with willows. Just at home, willows are, I thought, just grow along the riverbanks or something like that, she said. But what she saw was all the mesquite trees. They were in profuse growth.
Right.
And mesquite tree, well, somebody kind of giggled a little bit and told her, said, well, you didn't see any willows. There's no willows over there. And those are mesquite. Well, she had never heard of mesquite trees. Now, mesquite makes good honey, real good honey, and a lot of honey. And the bean is very rich in protein. It's good for horses, it's not too good for cows. And sometimes when they eat too many of them, drink a lot amount of water, they kind of block up on them. And of course we have the oak, live oak. There's, I guess, about 20 different species of those. They all more or less look alike though. But those are the predominant trees that we have around here, the mesquite and the oak. And the persimmon, we have a little persimmon. This is a persimmon, domestic persimmon. But a little black persimmon about that big. They have the same kind of flavor. What time is it getting to be, kitten?
I've got about 5 after 10.
I want to tell Mr. Bassett I'll take him over to the bowling lane, show him the family tree.
Let's see, you have some of those old empty shells.
Now he was showing those to me. We were talking about insects.
I tell you, they're beautiful when they come out of that.
Really?
I got one a while back. Had just cracked and started out, and I watched it develop and come out of it. And they're beautiful, pale green leaves.
I'd like to have a film of that.
It was really beautiful.
I'd like to have
a film.
And we have a grandson. He is always hunting them.
Did it take them very long to come out?
How long did it take for that thing to come out?
Oh, I guess it took it about 40 minutes. Because it would wiggle and twist, and then it would rest, and then it would wiggle and twist some more.
Kind of like a chick when it hatches, you know.
Come out last evening, there was one on that mop settled for the night, and I could have come out and taken him in the house and watched it hatch out, but I never thought about it last evening.
Well, I didn't know that Annie's still around. I thought they're all
I
gone.
I didn't hear any singing last night.
No.
I looked on the mop.
Usually I can see them sit on these limbs there, and you can sneak up if you're careful and catch them.
Right. Hmm. They're just all over the yard. I could have easily watched this one this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Because then I put
them off. Strange phenomena in life, isn't it?
Sure is. Do most people around here, or do any of the people around here have places around the house where they grow their own vegetables, or do most people just buy them and stuff?
Well, I'll tell you, here in town we have quite a few have little gardens. I have, that was my extent there. But I have to quit it because I have the nematodes so bad, I just can't raise anything anymore. And planting those ash trees over on the other side. They come over there, and during winter time I dug down and cut all the roots off. Got them out of there. By the time my vegetables got started, I had a halfway bean crop,